Beloved family, may the Lord give you his peace as we navigate these choppy waters throughout the world. Amen. Well, it's obvious the world is coming to a head. Wars, rumors of wars. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. But how do we handle these things in this time? The most important thing for us, dear heart dwellers, is to have the peace of God in our hearts, knowing that he has us covered no matter what happens to us or how it happens. He's got us covered. If we're obeying him, listening to him day after day, praying, looking at our sins and repenting of the mistakes that we make, asking forgiveness of people we've wounded, and forgiving those who have wounded us. We must stay clean before the Lord. If we hold any offense in our heart, we're spreading poison to the garden of the Lord in our hearts. We can't afford to do that. We've got to keep the soil clean, rich, well-watered. Keep our love alive for the Lord and accompany him on the cross. You know, he once told me recently that every single thing I suffer, he suffers alongside of me. There's nothing that has happened to you that he does not suffer the same excruciating pains in his heart for what has been done to you or what is going on in the world. He needs us to comfort him, to be by his side, to tell him how much we love him, to show our love by taking care of the poor and those who are less fortunate, for reaching out and helping people understand even what's going on in the world right now, that the Lord is coming soon. These are the final days, hours, months, weeks, years. These are the final times before his return and before the thousand-year reign. And he's calling upon all of us to keep him company, to comfort him, and to be strengthened, and to take care of those who are less fortunate than we are. He's calling for mercy, dear ones, the mercy of forgiveness, the mercy of reaching out to those who may have done harm to us in the past, but forgiving them and reaching out to help them when they're in need, to bless them. This is when people feel the love of the Lord. There's a story from the war recently in the Middle East from a nurse, and she talks about how they took in an Iranian terrorist who had been badly injured, and he was, of course, captured and arrested, and they took him to the hospital. And the people in the hospital, the nurses, the doctors, tended to him with great care and tenderness. They were kind. They waited on him. They were not ugly and sharp and harsh. They were loving and cared for him, even though he was a murderer of their very own people. And this terrorist finally asked the nurse, he said, "I don't understand you people. I don't understand you. I'm your enemy. Why are you so good to me? Why do you save my life? Why are you nursing me back to health when I'm your enemy? I don't understand." And that opened the door for the nurse to share the gospel with him. And he received the Lord. Love conquers everything. You can't go wrong with loving your enemies and doing good to them. And that's one of the things that we're working on right now. I would love to have a heart full of love for the people who come up here every night and spy on us and set traps for us in the spirit, booby traps and arguments and discord, spiritually assigning demons and things like that. Every night they come up and they monitor us to see how they can get us to fall. But the Lord has asked me to make a place for them here on the mountain, a safe place, a little place in the forest with love notes hanging from the trees, Christmas lights and origami love notes hanging from the trees and letters from different members of the community to them about who they are to God and how important their lives are and how God has not given up on them, how he wants to help them, how he really truly has good things planned for their lives if they will only come to him. So we're in the process now of arranging the Christmas lights in the woods and tying some energy bars to the trees and leaving bottles of water, and we're going to have a little, we have a little table out there, and there's going to be a pad of paper that, and pencil that says, questions. Do you have questions for Jesus? Ask him a question. And I hope that they will ask a question, and we can answer them, as well as love notes hanging from the trees, and even little rhema notes, one-liners from the scriptures. The plans I have for you are to build you up and prosper you, not to destroy you. Things like that. I'm walking with you. I'm at your right hand. I hear and I see everything you have to go through, and I want to help. And these are all things that are true. This is what we've learned from his personality. This is who he is. He wants to help. He wants to hear what's on their hearts and their minds. He wants them to know that he doesn't look at the fact that they've chosen to go against him. He just looks at the fact that he created them and he loves them. And because he loves them, he does not want to see them destroyed. He does not want to see them go to hell. Pray for us, dear ones, that these love notes and these little origami folded papers that we're making, pray for us, that they'll be touched by these things. Pray for us that God will give us the right words, the right heart attitude. Pray for us that we'll press in prayer and that God will move mountains for them, because there are many Satanists who come up here that the Lord wants to have in his kingdom. And he's commissioned us to invite them, by act of love, by words of kindness, by making a very special little place for them to sit and consider the little love letters we leave behind. That's what he wants. And ever since the Lord gave me this vision and explained to me what he wanted me to do, we have been getting attacked like we were in the middle of fighting in Iran. Bombs dropping everywhere. Every time we turn around, something is going wrong. There's a misunderstanding. and an argument and alienation, or things stop working and don't work for us when we try to put a message up or even listen to the Lord, we get interrupted. Distractions coming out of nowhere that I can't even imagine where these distractions come from, but they are timed to interrupt the sweet time that I have with the Lord at night so that I can't really tune into the whole sentence. I get fragments of it before I'm interrupted by a barking dog or a call for help from someone. And all of these things are important to the Lord as well. Taking care of others is so important. But it's not uncanny. It's very deliberate. You can see just how deliberate it is. You know, like the best friend you want to talk to on the phone, and your children are acting up in the background and making it impossible for you to hear them. How many times has that happened to you? Wow. Just when you're getting into a good conversation, the phone rings, or one of the kids falls and hurts themselves, or there's a disagreement and they start fighting with each other, you know. It's obvious the enemy is trying to break that communication that was so nourishing, tender, and vital. He wants to stop it and disrupt it so we'll stay in an attitude of chaos rather than having the sweet, permeating presence of the Lord in prayer. So, you know, in mentioning this, I want to say, please do listen to YouTube, The Dark Crossing. This channel, you're going to see it for yourself. This man has been a Satanist for 12 years, and he was assigned different tasks, and he explains to you exactly how he forms curses and assignments to destroy your family, to destroy your marriage, to destroy your work, to set you back financially, to set you back physically. Do listen and tune into some of his videos because it will make it so clear to you that this enemy that we are fighting is strategic and gets results. But we are defensible. We're defendable. The Lord has given us his word to stand on in our defense. We don't have to fall under the curse that's laid against us. We can fight against it and shut it down. So what I wanted to talk to you about again, especially dear ones, during this time, be intimate with the Lord. Press in to quiet time with him. Get ever so close. You know, I've mentioned Julie True's music before. She's a wonderful artist. And the Elevation Worship Group, they've got some beautiful songs. Put together a playlist of very gentle, tender songs. And use that for times when you want to slip into the sweet presence of the Lord without interruption. Play that music. And the picture that I have of his face, the painting that he did through me on the website, and even in Our Lady Light of the Woods is another one of our websites. And we have a gallery there. And the picture of the Lord is there as well. But put a picture of the Lord in front of you to meditate on that is sweet, inviting, and loving. And enter into that holy, precious space with him, loving on him, and keeping him company. Be strong when opposition comes. It's a cross. And many of these things that are happening to us right now are crosses the Lord needs us to carry for the world, for salvation, for those who are not saved. And we're going to be making up a Mother of Mercy brochure with a devotion on it. In fact, on the website, OurLadyLightOfTheWoods.org, you will find a section devoted to art. And then you'll find also a section devoted to the Blessed Mother and her intercession. And there's even a section on purgatory explaining the history of purgatory, where it comes from in the scriptures. And you'll find that on our Mother of Mercy website. You can also find on YouTube what the scriptures say about Mary's role. I think it's titled Mary's Role in the Scripture, 7 parts. And it will give you the bedrock foundation of the Marian devotion, as it truly is written in Scripture. And that'll help you to put more trust in her. What she's asking for right now, what Jesus is asking for, what he told me he wants. He wants the Mother of Mercy devotion to spread. More time, more grace, more mercy. Our Mother of Mercy, pray for us. It's a simple prayer done on the rosary. We offer the Divine Mercy prayer for an introduction. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and the sins of the whole world. And in the Divine Mercy Chaplet, it goes on to say 10 times, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Well, the Lord gave us another prayer to go along with it. And we pray this separately on its own rosary. It's called the Mother of Mercy Rosary Chaplet. And it's more time. Merciful Father, grant us more time, more grace, more mercy. Saying it 10 times, repeating it, and of course meditating on God's great love and meditating on the poor and people suffering in war-torn countries, or even your neighbor that might be sick and dying, praying for them. Merciful Father, grant us more time, more grace, more mercy. And that's basically what the Mother of Mercy prayer is. So he wants that proliferated right now. He is going to work wonders through those prayers. And when we were praying it on YouTube, and I believe we have it up again on our channel, people were experiencing miracles from this prayer, because the Lord wants to draw people's attention to Our Lady. One of the reasons why is fathers have been so absent in the last 100 years, either violent or drinking or addicted or absent. And the Lord wants to introduce his mother as a softening influence in our hearts, to know that God loves us. And so many people are touched by their mothers. So he gave us this devotion, a Mother of Mercy devotion, to soften Christianity for people who have had bad experiences with fathers. And we'll be coming out with a new brochure fairly soon that you'll be able to copy and download and print yourself for the Mother of Mercy devotion, as well as images of her. And you will find images of her on the Our Lady Light of the Woods website. But just to wrap up this message, dear ones, what the Lord is really asking for right now is to be still and quiet and rest in His arms. Trust Him for everything. Comfort Him. Comfort Him for those who have so much scorn and contempt for Him, so much hatred for Him. Comfort Him. And pray for our Muslim brothers and sisters, that they will be able to receive the Lord, that they will even be touched by our Mother of Mercy, and she will lead them to our Lord. So intimacy is where your security is going to come from. When you hear the bombs falling, exploding on your own country, run to her. Run to the Lord and pray the Mother of Mercy chaplet. Pray the Divine Mercy chaplet as well during those times to protect your family. And keep Him company. Comfort Him. Thank you, dear ones. Please pray for us. We are moving forward and expanding, and the enemy is putting up a terrific fight to try and stop us and distract us. Every dirty trick you can imagine, he's been pulling on us, trying to lure us away from what the Lord wants right now, which is the proliferation of the Mother of Mercy devotion. So please pray for me, that I can hold it together and be consistent and be a good leader to our community. I need so much more wisdom than I have. Pray for that for me, and pray that I won't get distracted. I'll tell you, those YouTubes are unbelievably narcotic. Whether it's about rescuing bobcats and puppies, or whether it's about information about the war, the Lord doesn't want me doing that. And sometimes I get distracted and I fall. So pray for me that I'll be able to withstand these distractions, that I know the enemy has assignments against me. And so we have to break those assignments. And that was one thing I wanted to bring up to you. On the Dark Crossing, and also in Jennifer LeClaire, in her teachings, is that it doesn't help just to bind the demons. We have to break the assignment. Because what happens when we bind the demons is they throw more demons in. But if we break the assignment, then they've got to start all over again. Recreating that assignment. So do pray against these assignments of distraction and be faithful to your prayer time, no matter what. In one of the Dark Crossing videos, he talks about the number one target for as a Satanist is to break your communion with the Lord, is to break your ability to pray by making you feel dry and distant from the Lord. And all of that is a lie. We have to press in and not allow the enemy to convince us that God is angry at us. It's ridiculous. He's never angry at us. Never. He hurts when we make poor decisions. But all he wants to do is reach out and help us. Not throttle us and condemn us, but reach out and help us. And I want to close with this word. I may butcher it a little, the exact words, but God loves you. This is from Brennan Manning. God loves you the way you are, not the way you think you should be, because you'll never be the way you think you should be. He loves us just the way we are, and he rushes to forgive us, to instruct us, and to keep us on our feet, fighting the good fight of faith. God bless you, family.